And now to a story from the war in Syria against ISIS. Our PBS colleagues at Frontline, in partnership with the BBC, have been following the story of an American woman, Sam El-Hassani, who lived with her children in the ISIS capital, Raqqa. Filmmaker Josh Baker has this first interview with Sam El-Hassani, who's being held with her children by Kurdish forces in northern Syria. The family's situation raises anew the question, what should the U.S. government do with American citizens who travel to the Islamic State?
This is Sam El-Hassani's husband, Musa, before he took his wife, Sam, and her children from Indiana to join ISIS.
For 5 years, we had a great life. We worked together. We did everything together. He was very relaxed.
Okay, get off. Give Musa a big hug and tell him thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, buddy. You're my best friend.
About a year after we met each other, we got married. He bought me nice things. I drove a BMW. He drove a Porsche. He wore nice clothes, took very good care of himself. He was really good at giving me attention, giving the kids attention.
Hi!
He was really good at it. There was not $1 he wouldn't spend on us. After a while, he became bored with his life, I think.
Sam says that drove her husband to take the family to Turkey in 2015. He said it was a vacation, but she says he then forced her and the children over the border to join ISIS.
From there, we ended up in Raqqa.
Do you think there is anything you could have done more to protect the kids? Do you think there's a point where you could have escaped?
But you have to understand, I was afraid for our lives.
While in Raqqa, Sam's son Matthew appeared in an ISIS propaganda video.
My message to Trump, the puppet of the Jews. Allah has promised us victory and he has promised you defeat. This battle is not going to end in Raqqa or Mosul. It's going to end in New Orleans. By the will of Allah, we will have victory. So get ready, for the fighting has just begun.
Because a lot of people will look at that video and they will see Matthew as a threat to Americans.
Yeah.
They will see a kid that knows how to use weapons, apparently, that maybe knows how to use a bomb.
That's the way it's meant to look. It's propaganda. But how can you convince somebody that sees something like that? I don't know.
Who is Matthew?
He is my son, and he is my best friend.
And what's he like?
He plays marbles. And I bought him a soccer ball the other day. He kicked it outside the fence. He goes up to the security guys. He talks so politely. He says, can you go get my ball for me, please?
Her husband Musa became an ISIS sniper. He was killed before Raqqa fell to US-backed Kurdish forces last fall. Now, Sam says she wants to stay in Syria.
What's going to happen whenever they go back to the US? Will the government try to take my kids away from me? When I've done nothing but try to protect them? When here they give them school, they give them food, they give them everything. I'll go there, I'm broke, I have nothing.
Sam's sister Laurie, in Indiana, says she is trying to get the US government to intervene and bring Sam and her children back home. She says her sister deserves some blame, but doesn't think her children should suffer any further.
There should be some sort of structure. There should be a plan to help families get out of Syria. I mean, should people be punished for going to Syria and doing what they're doing? Absolutely. But should we abandon them over there? No. I am hopeful that they will be able to come home. I am aware that Sam will most likely go to prison, but eventually, after rehabilitation, I'm hoping the kids will come here and live with me. There's a sense of urgency from the United States government to infiltrate and get the information they want. There is not a sense of urgency to save any Americans in Syria.
Both the FBI and the State Department declined to comment on the family's story. For the PBS NewsHour, reporting with Frontline and the BBC, I'm Josh Baker.
Frontline and the BBC will continue to follow this family's story for an upcoming documentary.